Vayidom Aaron. Aaron is silent. His sons die. They've been consumed by a fire on the holiest day as the Mishkan is being consecrated. They have no words. There's no words. Aaron is quiet. And it's an amazing emotion to go through because on the one hand, we're conflicted. When we look at Aaron, we say, how could you have no feelings? Your son, your children died. But on the other hand, we're so in awe of his unbelievable devotion to God that he does not accept the fact that there's a problem. God is all good, and therefore God has his reasons. Which one is it? I think there's a little bit of both for us. We are in awe of Aaron on the one hand, and on the other hand, we sit there and say, like, wow. But his heart felt, and yet nonetheless, Vayidom Aaron, that's Aaron. Rabbi Riskin tells the story of a bris he went to. He was at this bris of a child who was named after his own father who died before he was born in service of the Israeli army. The kid's name was both his own name and his father's name. Same name for both. Unbelievable. Rabbi Riskin says, Vayidom Aaron. There was nothing to say. There was such an emotional moment. But I think this is the amazing part of it. Vayidom Aaron, Chazal tell us that he's given a reward. What's the reward? The reward is that God says, I'm going to talk to you directly in the next parasha, Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon. God speaks to Aaron. Interesting question. Why is that the reward? So beautiful answer suggested by the Tzror Hamor. The Tzror Hamor says you can only have a visit from God, you can only have speech from God if you feel. If there's sadness, in complete sadness, then God can't come to you. Says the Tzror Hamor, his reward is to say that he still felt. That he was pained, and yet he accepted it be'ahava. He said, this is from God. I don't understand it, but it's from God. It's something that I have to accept be'ahava, and therefore God can come to him. God wasn't coming to him be'atzvos. God was coming to him be'ahava. That's an amazing, amazing level. And yet, there is a beautiful story that someone came to Kotsk, and the Kotsker said, tell me a Dvar Torah. Tell me something. So he says, I'll tell you a Dvar Torah. He says, the Dvar Torah is that this very Rashi, he received his reward for being quiet. And what was it? That God spoke to him. But he says, I want you to know something. That's not the greatest level. Vayidom Aaron is not the greatest level. The greatest level is what we say in Tehillim, L'man yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom. That I will sing out the praises to God v'lo yidom. David HaMelech lived such a torn, such a conflicted life. And yet, David HaMelech makes one thing very clear. No matter how hard, no matter how conflicted his life is, he was going to be there, the lo yidom. He wasn't going to be quiet. It's a different outlook. Sometimes you have to say something. You have to speak up. And that says, the visitor to Kotsk is the greatest level. It's that despite all my hardships, I'm going to cry out to God. I'm going to sing out to God. I'm going to work it out with God. Have a great day.